Would others honor God because of observable kindness, patience, and excellence in your daily life? Or does your conduct only glorify yourself in difficult moments? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Check us out. We have a lot of great resources to mobilize you in the public square. Hey, if you haven't liked, subscribed, shared, or commented on these devotions, I want to encourage you to do that because, well, what are we doing here? We're changing the heart so that we change the public square. And I just want to encourage you to share these things out, to get the word out, get God's word into those who are around you. Also, if you're a financial donor to FPIW, maybe that's monthly or maybe it's a one-time gift, we want to say thank you so very much for your generosity and keeping us on the air. Let's dive into the Word of God today. It says, we are in a series called Circumcision of the Heart. Do you honor or dishonor God? Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 23. But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourselves are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of truth. You therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one should not steal, do you steal? You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You abhor idols, do you rob temples? Now, our verse for today. You who boast in the law, through your breaking the law, do you dishonor God? Now, I love this verse because it really does talk to us a little bit about, are we practicing what we are preaching? Are we doing the things that we're supposed to? In other words, do we boast that we go to church and yet we dishonor God in our workplaces? Do we boast that we have Bible study and fast and pray, yet somehow we dishonor God in our speech and in our language? I know that we all stumble and fall at times, but at the same time, has it become a practice where we're like, it's not that big of a deal. Just live however you want, do whatever you want, be whatever you want, and it's okay. God will forgive you. I am not sure that when we have that attitude that that is true repentance. In fact, I know it's not. So let's dive in and think about, are we really who we say we are? Do we have a circumcised and changed heart? And ask the Holy Spirit to convict us today as we walk into those workplaces, as we walk into those areas of influence in our culture, that our preaching will match our heart, that we would simply proclaim and live out in our daily lives the gospel message. So let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light shine. So you have a dimmer switch. You can turn the light up or down in your daily life. Now, it's easy for us if we're out and about, maybe we're at work or we're meeting with people or we're on Zoom or we're, you know, we can let our light shine so bright for people and then at times forget that God wants us to shine that same light brightly in our homes and in our relationships. I know for me, that can be the biggest struggle at times as I go throughout my daily life, is to take the same energy and focus that I give to each and every other person outside of my home and bring that same joy and peace into my home. So let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. Are you living in such a way that people go, I like how that person's living? And I want to glorify or bring attention to Almighty God, the living God, the one and only true God. I want to bring attention to him because of that person's good works, because of your good works, because of how that person lives. I know it can be frustrating at times when we're in that public square and something isn't going right and we're feeling that we have an injustice and people are heated and calling names and doing all these kind of things, to want to go into self-defense mode. But God has a plan for our lives like we can never dream of or imagine. Think about sitting in the presence of Almighty God, and people are like, I want to glorify God because I see how you live your life. That's powerful. I got some work to do, but I know with the help of Jesus Christ that we'll be able to accomplish that today. So you're driving into work today and you're thinking about, what kind of person do I want to be? Do I want to be a person where people are willing to glorify or bring honor to Almighty God because of how I'm living? Next verse, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Keep your behavior excellent. Do you have excellent behavior? Is your behavior excellent in the presence of people that you are around? Or is it mediocre, it's okay, or is it poor behavior? Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Did you notice the two outcomes of what Jesus said and what Peter says? Jesus says, hey, I want the outcome of your faith to shine in such a way that people glorify your Father who's in heaven. Now, Peter, I'm sure he learned this from Jesus, the Messiah. They're both Jews, and Peter was a disciple of Jesus, you might say, and he was a follower of Jesus. And it says, he says that they, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, may glorify God in the day of visitation. God desires that we live in such a way that we don't get the glory, but people end up wanting to glorify Almighty God. That is powerful, isn't it? Like, they want to magnify God and they want to glorify God. Now, some have asked me, what does it mean to glorify God? Well, if I dishonor God or move the glory, like to dishonor or to the opposite of glory would be, what would it be? It'd be like if I am cussing, swearing, chewing out, I'm not glorifying anything. I'm glorifying myself, my flesh. I'm dishonoring God. But if I am living in a way that praises Jesus in humble surrender in truth, to give the truth, but do it in such a way that brings honor to him, that glorifies God. So, what's our application for today? Having a circumcised heart, will you let your light shine? That you will, let's see, a circumcised heart will let actions shine bright. Will you allow your actions to shine bright for the glory of God today? You say, what are some practical ways? Maybe you can be polite, kind, thoughtful. Maybe you can open the door for someone. Maybe you can listen today. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. Maybe you can buy someone's lunch. Maybe you can have coffee with someone. A circumcised heart will maintain excellent conduct. If your heart is circumcised, you'll care about excellence within your heart. You know, oftentimes I'm in these circles where we want to see change in the public square, in policy, in laws of our state. But it really comes from a heart that has been circumcised from the flesh. So, think through what that may look like today. A circumcised heart will teach and model integrity. Are you going to model integrity today? What is integrity? The ability to hold something up. It has integrity. It's that idea of my yes is yes and my no is no. It's a firm foundation. A circumcised heart will glorify God regardless of your circumstances. So I know it's in my own mind, it's easy to justify, oh, I responded that way because they did such and such, or I behaved that way because so-and-so said something that just irritates me. But the reality is we're responsible for our own responses to the other person's behavior. I used to say this when I used to teach peacemaking. Yes, you may have gone through the green light and someone else ran a red light and T-boned you. They're responsible for T-boning your car. In other words, hitting you right in the middle. you're responsible for the response to them hitting your car. Did you glorify God? Did you honor him? You say, that's impossible. I'd be so upset, so frustrated. Well, yeah, I get it. I understand. But our relationships are that way. So let me pray, and let's go out there today and just really stand in truth today and ask ourselves, is our heart circumcised to the point that when people see our good works, they glorify the Father? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray as we go throughout our day that you would just go before us, that you would surround us, that our hearts would be in tune with your Holy Spirit today. We surrender every ounce of our flesh, every ounce of our own desires, and we turn to you, the living God, and we say, renew our minds. Cause your Spirit to flow through us. Let us stand in righteousness and holiness and trust that you are able. God, you are so, so very good, God. We love you, God. Go before us in all things. Let us bring you glory today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.